You're listening to episode 55 of the Curiosity Club podcast. Welcome to the Curiosity Club podcast, a safe place to get your weekly dose of life lessons, helping you let go of fear, overwhelm, and insecurities. I'm your host, Katri Barrett, and with each episode, I share my insights and practical skills for you to unlock your full potential. Live and work confidently. Be courageous. Be curious. Because life's too short to keep holding yourself back. Hello, hello, Curiosity Clubbers. Apologies that last week's episode didn't end up making it out to you. As I shared on my Instagram, I've unexpectedly been having to come back and forth to my parents' house and working from there as my mum's been unwell. And there's been so much going on that I just had to let something go. And unfortunately, it was the podcast. I was going back and forth through the process. I was beating myself up about it, about being consistent, as it's really important to me that I keep the consistency in the weekly episodes. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to practice what I preach. I'm going to prioritize my own well-being and be a little bit flexible on the matter. As, to be honest, one missed Curiosity Club episode isn't going to be the end of the world. So yeah, I just wanted to keep you in the loop with that. And on that note of staying in the loop, there is some very exciting developments that are coming to the Curiosity Club. So next week's episode is actually going to be the last one for a little while. This is because we are taking a short break to regroup and prepare because we are changing to seasons. So each season, we're going to have 3 to 4 seasons a year, about 10 episodes long, and each season is going to be a different theme, such as love and relationships, the body, mindset and mental health, success and habits, and a whole lot more. I have so much planned. I have some incredible guests already booked in, but I shall not spill the beans on them yet. Now, the reason why I'm swapping to kind of producing the podcast in this way is because I really want to use it as the opportunity to kind of take you on a real deep dive journey that helps you understand yourself, understand your body, understand relationships in all senses of the word, understand your finances, understand the world around you and how you can live the optimum life that is on your terms. And I feel that this is going to be the best way to do this. There is so much on the cards. I am really, really excited about it all. So yeah, I wanted to share that with you so you know what's coming. Like I said, next week will be the last episode for a little while. The next season, so that when we swap to the seasons, will be in April. I'll be making lots of announcements at it about it closer to the time. So make sure that you're subscribed on the app, whichever app you're listening to right now, and come and follow our brand new Instagram account at @thecuriosityclub_ so that you can stay up to date with these and don't miss out on anything. I'm also going to be sharing a lot more extra content over there on Instagram, so make sure you come and say hello. There's not very many of you there yet, so lots of follows, lots of hellos will be very much appreciated. Today though, I want to talk to you about feeling stuck. There are some bleak statistics around this, which kind of act as the fuel to my fire and the why I do what I do as a life coach and continuously ensure that I am working on myself and developing and growing. And those are that 69% of people feel like they're trapped in their lives, trapped in the same old routine, in dead-end relationships and jobs, but that they don't know how to get out of them. And just 3 in 10 British people feel happy with their lives. Just 3 in 10. Like I said, those statistics are really, really bleak. And this is why I am a life coach, to change this, because it doesn't have to and shouldn't be this way. Life is too short. And this is what clients come to me for help for. And I have been there myself before. I felt stuck for many, many years in various kind of different areas of my life. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about all the ways that this might be showing up for you, why it might be doing so, and I'm going to give you 7 ways you can begin to help yourself become unstuck, followed by a very exciting announcement. So make sure you listen all the way through to the end so that you don't miss out on hearing that. The same study that these stats came from highlighted the top 5 worries for people in the UK, and those were, with the first and topmost being getting old, the second being worried about savings and people's financial future. The third thing that most people were worried about is having low energy levels. The fourth being diet related, and the fifth, financial debt that they might be in. Now, these were the top 5, but there are many other concerns that can end up leading you to feel dissatisfied with your life, such as job security, whether your partner still loves you, falling out with loved ones, your appearance, and meeting work deadlines and goals. There is a lot going on. There's a lot that we're all faced with every day. And to be honest, that study is a few years old now, and I think certainly that things like environmental worries have probably made their way up high on those lists for most people. Have you got any of this going on for you right now? What is worrying you at the moment? These are all of the type of things that can lead you to feeling stuck, which ultimately can lead you to becoming stuck, and then your life not progressing or turning out as you had hoped for. This is exactly what I see in my one-to-one coaching clients all the time. They come to me and they're feeling like they're not where they want to be in their career, feeling discontent in general with their life. And I'm working with one client at the moment who described feeling empty and numb during our first session and just indifferent, which was really quite moving and pretty distressing to hear someone talk about their future in that way, as being indifferent to it. I speak to lots of people who feel trapped in relationships that don't make them feel excited anymore. Maybe you are feeling stuck in terms of your emotions, finding you're trapped in a cycle or repetitive pattern where you tend to always let your self-doubt sabotage your success by telling yourself that you don't deserve something or you won't be good enough. It could also be that your fear of failure and anxiety prevent you from doing the things that you want to do, starting that course, making new friends, or pitching your ideas at work. Now, this is what I'm talking about. All of these things are what I'm referring to when I'm talking about feeling stuck. When we're feeling unsatisfied with how our life, relationships, or careers are looking or feeling, but we don't do anything about it, one of the most likely things to happen is that you will settle. You'll settle and stay in that job you've been in for 10 years but hate because it feels like the safer option, and you feel too old to start that ex-partner that cheats on you because you think you don't deserve any better. Or you'll end up marrying the person you know isn't right for you, but it's the safe option. Your friends and family like him and you're concerned that your biological clock is ticking. You make do with what you already have, and you give up on your dreams and aspirations. Now, that settling is the most common thing to happen for people when they kind of are getting these sensations of feeling stuck. Now, the first step to becoming unstuck is to get curious. Ask questions. Why are you feeling this way? Why are you stuck? Where are you stuck? What is keeping you there, and how can you change it? The reason I feel so passionately about getting inquisitive and exploring this stuckness in this way is because I have been there myself. And I was there for many years in the past. I know all too well that this is the thing that can break you. However, and this is the good part, you knew there must be a good part on its way, it can also be the making of you if you allow it to be. I felt this way for so many years, but at the time was unable to acknowledge it as feeling stuck because I was very much caught in the trap of blaming other people and external factors for the way I felt. I blamed my teachers for not making me interested in a subject and doing badly in exams. I blamed ex-boyfriends for making me feel insecure and unhappy. And basically existed with the belief that life was hard and was always against me and that bad things were going to happen, so I should therefore just expect the worst. This was well before I'd had the realisations that it was in fact my mindset telling me I wasn't deserving of a boyfriend who treated me well, that I was self-sabotaging and procrastinating by not putting into anything because I was so afraid of not getting the results I wanted, and that my black and white perfectionism had led me to believe I was a failure if things didn't go exactly to plan. If you were on my mailing list, you will have received my newsletter this week where I talked about how I used to continually put off feeling the way that I wanted or doing the things that I wanted. I used to tell myself that I'd be happy once I went travelling. I'd be less anxious once I got a different job because this one was too stressful. That once I lost those 10 pounds, then I'd be confident. I'd put off my own happiness because I was relying on external factors, and these things would come and go. I'd go travelling, I'd lose 10 pounds, I'd quit my job, and I'd still be anxious, insecure, and feel like I didn't have a good enough time. And this cycle went on and on without me ever getting to where I wanted to go, never getting to feel confident, to feel less anxious, because I wasn't working on my internal world. The external landscape of my world was changing. I could remove myself, put myself in different situations with different people in different countries at different times and all of that, but I didn't change my mindset. What are you currently telling yourself that you'll do or feel when the time is right or when a certain thing happens? I am sorry to say that if you don't make the changes now to your mindset and your inner landscape, then any changes you make to the outside will be short-lived or won't ever have the desired effect that you're hoping for. It won't help you find your dream partner or your life purpose or your riches or your fulfillment. By putting off your life in this way, you risk your whole life passing you by without ever having those things or feelings that you truly want. I like to point my clients in the direction of the work of Bronnie Ware, who was a palliative care nurse and has written about the most common thing people share on their deathbeds. It's a little bit of a dark one, I suppose, but I think actually these are the things that can act as massive wake-up calls for us and what we could all do with hearing and reminding ourselves of them. In her writings, Bronnie shared about the most common regret of all that she would see and hear elderly patients sort of confess or express before they passed away. And that was that I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. That was the most common regret. When I read that for the first time a few years ago, it was sort of like a light bulb moment for me. Sometimes I like now to think about 90-year-old Katri and who I want her to be and how I want her to look back on her life. I don't want her to be full of regrets, bitterness of what could have been, or bitter over things that have happened or haven't happened. I want her to look back with pride at having followed her dreams, having hobbies, having tried new things and taken risks regardless of the outcome. I want her to feel like she gave life her all and not that she had held herself back for her whole life. Maybe it is a little bit of a morbid thought, but for me it works, and I would like to encourage you to see whether it would do so for you too. How do you want the 90-year-old you to look back on your life? Take ownership for how you feel. Realising that you're in a rut, that
that you're not where you want to be, not feeling good about yourself, your career, your relationships, contrary to popular belief, is no bad thing. Quite the opposite, in fact. This is the sweet spot because it's here that you have a choice. Now, this is where this stuckness can become exciting. If you allow it to be and you put in the work and enough curiosity, of course, it can be the catalyst for so many positive changes in your life. It can be the turning point that enables you to pivot and change jobs, rebuild relationships, re-energize yourself, start loving your body. But how, I hear you ask? Well, I have compiled you a short list, don't you worry. And these are the 7 easiest ways to begin to help you to become. First, before you do anything else, is that you need to get clear on what it is that you want. You can't expect yourself to know what decisions are best for you, to feel motivated or have a sense of purpose if you don't know where it is that you're heading. So where are you feeling stuck? Is it with your work, with your partner or lack of partner, your health, your hobbies or a project? What do you want, whatever it is, to look like? Where are you going with it? Where do you want to go? What is your ideal outcome? I always talk about it as getting clear on the destination before you can know what route to take. Literally write a list of what's important to you, what you enjoy doing. Explore your values, of course, it's always a brilliant place to start. I talk about this a lot. You can download my worksheet to help you do this, guides you through an exercise from katribarrett.com/resources. Now, next, you need to acknowledge what it is that's been keeping you stuck and preventing you from feeling happy and doing those things that you want to do. You can't change what you're not aware of. Most commonly, no matter how or where it's been showing up for you, the root cause tends to be one of 3 things when you really dig down to them. It either comes down to confidence, lack of knowledge, or that you just aren't ready. Is it that you don't feel like you are good enough for a partner who treats you well or fulfills your needs? Your lack of confidence prevents you from meeting new people or putting yourself out there in your job, for example. Or is it that you haven't been saving your money well because you genuinely don't know how? Maybe then learning the basics of saving or investing the little you do have, maybe that will help you become unstuck financially. If you don't know how to do something, then what can you learn to help you move forward? If you haven't quit your job to start that dream business yet, maybe it just isn't the right time for it. Maybe you're still saving for that deposit and you need your salary to get that mortgage. And that's a priority for you right now. So therefore, bringing awareness to that and reminding yourself of it, that that is your why for now. The realization that, in fact, you're not stuck. You're not progressing towards the dreams of your business. It's just that you're moving towards your dream of being a homeowner for now. And that you can come back to the business later down the line. Once you've figured out the whys of keeping you stuck, it's then really important to look at the whats. What thought patterns and beliefs are contributing to this? Do you have an inner critic telling you that you're stupid, that Susan's got her life completely sorted out by now, and that you're stupid for not doing so? That she's really happy and so should you be, but you don't have half her talent or connections? If you are a perfectionist, or perhaps always predicting the worst possible outcome, or that you find it easier to focus on what's wrong with you rather than what's right, then chances are you are stuck in some unhelpful and distorted thought patterns that you'd benefit from rewiring. Now, the good news is that you absolutely can rewire your brain. And there's more on this if you listen back to episode number 5 called How Your Plastic Brain Helps You Make Changes. Just as important as managing your mind is making friends with your emotions and allowing yourself to feel them. What are you feeling? And I mean really feeling. What have you been suppressing, avoiding, escaping? Can you tell the difference between your head and your heart? If you tend to have a loud inner critic, or the sensible Sally has been telling you in your head for many years, then this is probably something that is going to take some practice. A good place to start is to own up to what you have been avoiding. What is your go-to escape? Is it a good old scroll on Instagram, a Netflix binge, some chocolate, overworking, wine, or shopping? We all have something that we use to get away from feeling a certain something. So if you own up to that thing and allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you have been running away from, you'll be one step closer to understanding, accepting, and moving past it. Is it fear? Is it boredom? Is it frustration? Now, next, it's really important to maintain your motivations. Your motivation is like the fuel that will help and keep you driving forward, keeping up the momentum, which obviously is going to help you not stay stuck and stay still, right? Now, to do this, you need to get clear on your why. For example, what will having savings give you? How will the financial stability feel? And why do you want to be more flexible at work? Why do you want a flexible job or a partner who values your opinion and your needs as much as their own? What will it make you feel, do, and have? These are your whys. Get specific and write them down so that you can come back to them for motivation whenever you need to. And then next, it is to break down any big desires or big goals. Break them down and take a step, however tiny. You don't have to have it all figured out to move forward and get started. Now that is the key. You've heard it before, I'm sure, but start before you're ready. If your goal is to move abroad next year, what are the smaller things that you can do in order to make that happen? Handing in your notice, talking to someone who has done it before for tips and advice, planning where it is you're actually going to go, getting a visa. Now, these are all smaller goals that you can break down that big overarching goal into so as to make it feel less daunting and scary. And just taking each little action that every time you do is going to take you one step closer towards that goal. And it's those little steps that can eventually pull you out and stop you being stuck. Now, lastly, but by no means least, a reminder to use your breath. Last episode, we talked about this in depth. If you haven't listened already, then go back and listen after this one. Whether it's the bigger life hurdles, a challenging meeting, or a difficult day, your breath is always the quickest way to bring about some space in your mind and your body. Pausing and take 10 deep inhales and exhales can help bring the clarity you need to move forwards. If you are feeling like your life isn't where you want it to be, if you've got that sense of feeling like you're weighed down and you're not sure how to break out of the habits you're in, if you want to more from life, then stop looking outward and waiting for things to happen, to feel ready or confident or for success to come to you. You're not going to find that fulfillment, that happiness and satisfaction by waiting to change something in your external world. It has to come from making changes from your internal landscape. Changing your mindset, changing your belief systems, changing the way that you see yourself and the world. That is what I can help you with. For a very special group of you who are ready to make these positive transformations to how you think, feel, and live your life, then I have a very exciting announcement for you. I am opening the doors for general enrollment on my 6-week online coaching program, The Change Course. The Change Course is your complete guide to becoming unstuck. 6 weeks, 6 different modules designed to get clear on what you want so that you can have that sense of direction and get your life on the right track for you. You'll be learning how to develop a growth mindset and overcome any negative thought distortions that are currently making you feel afraid, insecure, and lost. You'll be learning how to tap into your intuition and using it to navigate your life and to make better choices more easily. How to let your emotions work with you, not against you. And most importantly, the change course gives you a blueprint to understanding yourself better and a toolbox that you can use for the rest of your life to become the most successful, fulfilled version of you. I have literally put everything into this course that helped me transform my own life a number of years ago, and it's what I use to help my one-to-one coaching clients change their lives still now. Some of the biggest bonuses that past students of the course have said are how accessible it is. All of the modules are delivered through videos via our online school platform with downloadable worksheets and written content. If you're like me and you need to read it to retain it, as well as watching the videos, then that works really nicely. It is also incredible value for money, with the investment being only £287. Plus, there is a payment plan option available that breaks this up into even more affordable chunks. When you sign up, you're saving yourself over £2,000. And not only do you get the six different modules and take you on a journey over the 6 weeks, you also get six live group coaching calls with me, plus a whole load of bonuses like a yoga class, downloads, and relaxations. Now, the investment to work one-to-one with me for six sessions alone is £2,200. So that's a saving of over £2,000 by working with me in this way. I am going to get real with you by talking about money like this, because I know that spending money on yourself in this way can be scary. I've been there in the past and I felt like it was very indulgent to do so, and I told myself I couldn't afford it. But a few years ago, I began to see things a little bit differently after investing in coaches and courses and programs like this. You know, I wasn't losing money by spending it on self-development. I was investing it, investing in myself and my future to ensure that I don't let that 90-year-old catch me down. I'm happy to admit that every year now I spend thousands of pounds on my personal and professional development, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Getting real with yourself and asking, what will I gain from investing in myself in this way and making a promise and commitment to change? That is the important question. Whenever you're spending money, whether it's on an outfit, whether it's going for a meal, whether it's on a course or a holiday, asking yourself, what will I gain? Money is an energetic exchange. It's not just something that you put out and you don't get anything back, or it shouldn't be at least. What will you gain from something? That's always the important question. I want to just also add that this is going to be the last time I run the course at this price point, as I have already put so much value into it with all of the modules, content, the different exercises, the community group that you will all get to be a part of, and the coaching calls. And I'm continuously adding to it, so each time it gets bigger and better. The next time I run it, the price is going to reflect this. So if you are thinking about it, now is the time to sign up. You can go to this description of this episode and click the link to head to the Change Course website, where you can read all about the different modules, what we'll be learning, what you'll get out of it. And if you scroll through, you can also hear from the real experiences of people who have done the course and program before, what they got out of it and their stories. I literally cannot wait to run the Change Course again and help some of you rewrite your narrative and start living more intentionally and aligned with yourselves. It was the highlight of my year in 2019, and I know it's going to be even better this time around. Places are limited, as I like to keep the group really small and intimate so that everyone can get the most out of it. So it is very, very much on a first come, first serve basis. With the link I have shared for you in the episode description, you can sign up now to secure your place. So if you're thinking about it, do it now before you miss your chance. If you're not sure and you have any questions about whether it's the right thing for you, then I would love to hear from you. Email me on hello@catrybarrett.com. So remember that next week's episode is going to be the last one for a little while, so make sure you don't miss it. Subscribe to the podcast, leave your rating and review. I really appreciate each and every one. Until next time, stay curious.